I know you had a couple other bills that got through that I think were worth mentioning.
Yeah, we had one. I referred to it as the female jailer bill. I don't know if that's the real technical description, but what the bill did was updated statutes that had not been updated for, I don't want to misquote the year, but go clear back to before the early 80s, I believe, when the last change was made. But when I served as a county commissioner in Cherry County, we also serve as Board of Corrections over there, and so I became pretty familiar with this problem at that point, and that is that the way the law was currently written prior to the passage of this bill, if you had just one female inmate in your county jail, you had to have 24/7 supervision for that female inmate by a female correction officer. And that just presented some real challenges, especially to our smaller counties in terms of staffing. So, you know, most of our county jails are going to house anywhere between 6 and 12 inmates at any given time. And odds are, you know, for at least, you know, two-thirds or a large portion of out of the year, you're going to have at least one female inmate in there. So just to keep the appropriate staff on and then having to have female staff, a larger portion of your staff be female, it was just a challenge, just being able to hire correction officers at all can be difficult in our small community threshold of except female correction officer for female inmates. So this changed the law. Our county jails still have to follow jail standards and their PREA regulations. So in essence, all of our county jails still have to, if there's a female inmate that requires, you know, any sort of a intimate, like a strip search, or even if they're going to shower, they will still have to be supervised by a same gender officer in those situations. But now, you know, a male correction officer can deliver meds or meals or do simple cell checks for both male and female inmates. So it's just going to make it a lot more cost effective and easier for our county jails to be fully staffed and keep things running smoothly. So that was actually a pretty big deal for jail, county jails in particular. And I view that as a regulatory reform that does help address property taxes.
Well, I see that, Tanya. You know, a lot of our counties up here would not have the female staff needed. So it literally became there might be one jail in the entire region that would be able to handle female, you know, inmates. And it was a case where all of the other counties that did not have that staff would then have to transport female inmates to that one facility that was able to meet those requirements.
Yeah, no, and that was happening. That was not uncommon at all. That, let's say, Brown County may have to send a female inmate over to Cherry County, or maybe the other direction over to O'Neill, in order to have the supervision that they needed. So this should resolve some of those problems.
Well, I appreciate the time as always. We've certainly had you on here for quite a while, so I thank you for that. We'll maybe catch up once more later this year as you start to kind of work on some things in the interim and we get closer to getting ready for the next session. You can kind of tell us what's been on your plate and what you've worked on as you get set to introduce another set of legislation for your third year upcoming in the legislature.
Yeah. How time flies, right?
There you go.
Yeah, we can. We'll spend our whole next time together. I do have a couple issues I'm working on for the upcoming session that I would love to visit with you about. So I look forward to that.
Well, and if anybody has any suggestions or things they'd like you to consider or maybe take a look at, what's the best way for folks in the district to get a hold of you?
Well, certainly you can always reach out to my office in Lincoln, even though I'm not there as much or as often in the interim. I do have some great staff that can answer questions and make sure that I get any messages that I need. So I don't have that number right in front of me, though. You caught me off guard. But it's on the website,
sure.
Pretty easy to find.
Yep.
And certainly, you know, just even shoot me a text or give me a call on my personal phone. We still have a landline, believe it or not. So that number is 308-544-6401. You can find it in the Whitman phone book. So I also have a Facebook page that, you know, people sometimes will reach out and send me a message that way. So there's several ways that you can track me down, and I always welcome hearing from constituents and hearing about, you know, issues that are going on that either I need to know about or maybe something that does need addressed legislatively or just events going on in the community. I am so excited to be home again and out of Lincoln, and look forward to just getting out and spending some time across the district.
That's 43rd District State Senator Tanya Storer joining us here on KBRB.